Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for those that just joined us, Governor Rick Perry went to Bilderberg Group and sold out Texas and blocked the legislature that passed a law against him to not hand over 8,000 miles of existing roads to have toll roads plopped on them by a foreign company just because they filled his campaign coffers. They're going to use part of the money to fund the North American Union. That's all in the official government documents. It's all happening. Well, meanwhile, he's endorsed Rudolph Giuliani, son of the mob boss. And on top of that, if this doesn't get bad enough, Bracewell and Giuliani is the law firm out of Houston that Giuliani bought into and is the co-owner of. He entered into it 3.5 years ago, and Giuliani holds the briefs and is the lawyer of record, the attorney, the counselor of, if this is a counselorship, where is the ambassador? I mean, he is an absolute New World Order front man, both of them, Giuliani and him. And we played it in the first hour. Up comes good old Rick Perry to go down to the Secretary of State's office and file the paperwork for Giuliani for president in Texas. I'm proud to do this for Giuliani. And then they start saying, oh, it looks like he's going to be the running mate. He could be the running mate. Absolutely. That fits together like a horse and carriage in more ways than one. I mean, that is, he's from the South, from the West, from Texas. Normally, if a New Yorker is running or somebody from the East, that's what they do. Well, I mean, what did Kennedy do? Kennedy was, of course, from Massachusetts, / New York, / Maine. Well, they got houses everywhere. But he was an East Coaster, you know, Atlantic accent, Eastern establishment. He came down here and got in good old LBJ, who was sitting there with a knife ready to stab him in the back immediately. Something Giuliani ought to think about, but he's a mob boss's son. I'm sure he can deal with old Perry. Perry went to Bilderberg this year. Why did he go to Bilderberg this year? Because a bunch of the big Bilderberg group members are the owners of Centra and the owners of the big banks financing this giant takeover and the first big leg of one arm of the NAFTA superhighway grid. That's in all the official U.S. maps, TxDOT maps, Canadian Parliament maps, Canadian state maps, and the media says it doesn't exist. The media says Bilderberg doesn't exist, NAU doesn't exist, SPP doesn't exist, Trans-Texas Corridor doesn't exist. They insult you every single day. They talk to you like you're idiots, but they talk real sweet to you and have the cute info babe smiling with her lipstick on just right with those eyes like she loves you. But she's looking at a teleprompter. She's in a big sterile studio. It's staged. It's a scam. It's a fraud. They're taking you for a ride. And meanwhile, we have this creme de la creme, the cream of the cream. I mean, Ron Paul would have been founding father material in 1776. He'd have been Andrew Jackson material in 1832. And he is Save America material in 2007, 2008. You've never heard me excited about other candidates, have you? No. You never heard me frothing about something because you can feel revolution. You can feel the energy. You can feel destiny, whether he wins or not. This is about letting the establishment know we know who they are and we're coming for them and we're never backing off of this republic. We are going to defend this republic from enemies foreign and domestic. Here are some of the articles I have in front of me. Thompson gets access to Florida gun shows, Miami Herald. And it says Victor Bean of the Florida and the Southern Gun and Knife shows has said that he has 11 shows left of the primaries and estimates that 11,000 people will see Thompson's signs. He's been given exclusive access to the gun shows. And so we'll talk to him about this and why he is supporting Fred Thompson for El Presidente. He's scheduled to join us on the other side. We appreciate him coming on the show today. And we're going to find out more about this. There's also a CNN story. Thompson visits Florida gun show. That dovetails with this as well. This is the one and only GCN Radio Network. Keep it locked in.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what happens here.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, Fred Thompson's traveling around the country visiting gun shows. He's getting a lot of attention. Headline, Thompson visits Florida gun show. Here's another one. Thompson gets access to Florida gun shows, Tennessee gun shows, all over. And we had some listeners call in about this. They were asking questions about exclusively why is it Fred Thompson. So I thought we would just get the individual who's been in most of the press reports, Victor Bean, who is the owner of Southern Classic Gun and Knife Shows. FloridaGunShows.com is the website. And Mr. Bean, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, sir.
So how did you get hooked up with Fred Thompson, and why does it seem like not just your gun show but other gun shows that he's the main guy really pushing in the gun shows, and some places it says that he's the exclusive candidate, quote, even allowed to be in the gun show?
Well, Fred Thompson's the only candidate I'm aware of that's ever actually visited a gun show, and I think he's visited like 5 shows in like 3 or 4 different states. He has a very good record on voting for Second Amendment rights. It's like I had a seat at the Republican debate in St. Petersburg, and when he was asked the question about did he own a gun, he said he has 2, and he's not going to tell you where he carries them, and that he believes that the Second Amendment means what it says. And a lot of people have gotten on board with him because we know exactly where Fred stands on whatever issue you're talking about.
Well, sir, that's fine, and it's your right. It's your private property. It's your right to have who you want in there. But the news reports I've gotten and what I've heard from listeners is specifically just Fred Thompson is allowed, though, to have campaign tables in your gun show, correct?
No, that is not correct. I'd allow any candidate to come into the show. As a matter of fact, the Ron Paul has been the most representative of the presidential candidates at my shows. Not Fred Thompson. Ron Paul's been, I don't even know how many, but it's been a lot more than Fred Thompson, but the rest of them has not contacted me at all, but they're certainly, all of them are welcome to come to the show.
Well, I've got a bunch of emails about other gun shows, you know, in Tennessee and other places where at a Nashville meetup group tried to go to one, and a fellow named Bob Hope, no relation to the famous Bob Hope, told them they couldn't have one there. Now, that's just an email. That's just a report. I specifically got calls on air about your gun show in Tallahassee. I mean, didn't you just have one in Tallahassee?
Yes, I did. And I think the promoter you're talking about, the actual name is Bob Pope. And I'm not familiar with the situation up there. But, yeah, there's a lot of misinformation going around right now, especially with the Ron Paul group.
Well, let me bring Tom Roberts up, because he's a fellow that called me, called into the show. He's a person that says he was there and says he was kept from even wearing a Ron Paul shirt. And then I want to actually talk with you, sir, about where the Second Amendment's going from here and how we can, you know, all help each other support it. Tom Roberts, did you just hear Mr. Bean say that Ron Paul people aren't being kept out?
I can't.
No, that's not what I said. No, Ron Paul's fine. Well, all of them are fine. Ron Paul's been represented the most of anybody. But Ron Paul people are no longer accepted. But Ron Paul's welcome to come.
Oh, now I understand. I thought you just said that Ron Paul tables are fine. Now you're saying Ron Paul people aren't, but Paul is.
The most representative presidential candidate I've ever had at the show has been Ron Paul.
But I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. Here is Tom Roberts, who says that Tom was...
Yes, I know who he is. He came to the Tallahassee show, and I wouldn't allow him in.
Okay, but I thought you said... Okay, well, maybe I'm not hearing properly. Tom, what happened to you?
Well, he just admitted that when I came to the show Saturday with my Ron Paul T-shirt, that he refused to let me in and refused to provide an explanation. And it not only happened to me, but there were several others Ron Paul supporters here who suffered equal treatment from him.
Mr. Bean, I'm not trying to beat you up, but I'm trying to understand. Ron Paul has a perfect gun voting record. The NRA, who's supporting new gun bills right now, by the way, actually tried to manipulate and had to retract in Texas because he said no to a gun bill that would actually give more control to the federal government, and then they claimed that was a pro-gun bill. Ron Paul properly said that it was an anti-gun bill, and I've got CNN right here quoting Gun Owners of America saying that Fred Thompson, 14 times out of 33 votes, voted against the Second Amendment. Why are you supporting Thompson over Paul?
Well, here's what I think about Ron Paul. Now, I lived in Texas for 18 years in Ron Paul's district. I've known him a long time, or who he is. I think Ron Paul's a good man. I think he believes in the Constitution, means what it says. And everything that he says, I think he's really saying it. He's not wishy-washy. He doesn't say one thing to one group and tell another group on the opposing side something else. I think you know exactly where he stands, and that's something that very few politicians possess, is that quality, just to say it up front and know where they stand and not being so wishy-washy.
Well, I agree with you, sir.
He also believes strongly in the Second Amendment, which I do also. I think our very country depends on the Second Amendment, just like my business does. So this question that a lot of people like it, Tom Roberts, or some of them have either been either lying or they've been duped by their own people about coming to the show.
Now, well, explain to me why, then, you kept Tom Roberts, who's on the line right now, from coming in your show and trying to buy a ticket with a Ron Paul shirt.
Okay, like I said, he's been represented at my show from any other presidential candidate out there right now. And they came to six shows, and I gave them three tables to set up at the show. And during those six shows, they were problems at every one of them. And they were problems by being disruptive to other exhibitors and patrons that come in the show who didn't share their same belief. And when they didn't share their same belief, they would verbally abuse them and say stuff like, you're the reason why this country is going to hell. My show rules are all business is conducted behind the tables, which I give to them for free. They didn't do that. What they did instead was pass out brochures at my front door blocking the door. They'd also corner people,
talking about the little political pitch, and, you know, if they didn't agree, they got into it with them. They also went down the aisles of the show screaming out, vote Ron Paul, and I'd have to find out who would do it. And one of two things happened whenever I'd confront them about their actions. And they would say, okay, and as soon as I turned my back, they'd go right back to doing it, or they got belligerent with me. So let me just say this.
You sound like a reasonable man. We wanted to get to the bottom of this. We wanted to find out. So you haven't done any deal with Thompson to make him exclusive?
He's not exclusive. I know that somebody told me that was in the paper, but he's welcome to all shows, and so is any candidate. And Ron Paul's welcome to come to the show as
well,
but I'm not having
any more. You sound reasonable. So does Tom Roberts. I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. Tom, what's your side?
Well, I had a table at the September gun show here in Tallahassee that I rented for Ron Paul, and Mr. Bean wasn't present at that one, and we didn't have any such trouble as he described. That may have happened at other gun shows that he operated in Florida, but it didn't happen here, and so that's the only criteria that I go by.
Let me just say this. I have no doubt that Ron Paul supporters aren't the most enthusiastic out there, and that's to be expected. I can understand, though, how, because I've had tables at gun shows, they don't like you out in the halls and, you know, out in the aisles. I can imagine there's probably other people, too, who like other Republicans, and they're probably hyping this up and complaining on Ron Paul. Did you ever think of that, Mr. Bean?
Now, say that again.
You know, other people who've got tables, who other Republicans who like other candidates, maybe they're exaggerating. Maybe they're tattletaling on the Ron Paul supporters.
I don't know. But I know a lot of, I get asked a couple times a day at shows, you know, who Ron Paul is. And when I tell people, they'll say something like, I'll never vote for him. They don't even know who he is. And they say that because of the actions of the of his campaign workers. But they're not going to be coming into the show and disrupting the show and the patrons like that.
Did you have trouble at the Tallahassee show?
I wasn't at the particular one before, but they did pass out literature outside, which they were told not to, and the person I had working for me, I told them it was going to be a confrontation because I had confrontations before, and I told them not to worry about it, that particular show. But, yes, they did not stay behind their tables. They passed out literature out front.
And Fred Thompson isn't doing that.
No, stay behind their tables.
But I bet Fred Thompson caused a disturbance when he showed up. I mean, that's kind of fun to have stuff like that going on. But I guess, Tom, what do you think's going on here?
Well, I know all the people that were working my table in September, and I'm not aware of anybody that was passing out literature in the aisles, anywhere except the table or outside. And if there was any of that going on, seeing that my name was on the contract for the rental table, his assistant who was covering that show never brought it to my attention. So I find it highly dubious his claim that that happened is accurate.
Mr. Bean, I wonder why several newspapers, I've got them here in the stack, reported that Thompson's been given exclusivity to not just your show but other shows.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you that.
Alex?
Yes.
There was a Fred Thompson table at the gun show here this past weekend.
But
yes,
that's not exclusivity. Was anybody else allowed in?
There were no other candidate tables.
No.
But nobody else asked other than the Ron Paul people?
No one. Just Ron Paul and Fred Thompson's the only one that's ever asked. None of the other candidates have ever asked to be at the show at today's.
All right. Well, I've tried to get to the bottom of this, and I guess the listeners can just decide for themselves. Regardless, I think people need to buy more guns, so I hope they go to your gun show and buy guns. But I hope you'd be more lenient on the Ron Paul people and give them a second chance, Mr. Bean.
Well, you know, I have given a second chance. I've given it actually 48 times now. But, you know, what I feel, you know, Ron Paul's a good guy. I know he's fighting what he believes in. And it's a shame that someone like Ron Paul, who's given so much service to this country and dedication of his life, is being disgraced by his own campaign workers. And I don't understand that, and they're losing votes for him by acting the way they do at these shows.
Well, regardless of what the truth is, it is good to, at least when you're inside facilities, to try to be as dignified as possible, because there's a lot of ninnying neocons guaranteed that are making a big deal out of small things. And then maybe by the time you get it, Mr. Bean, it's been distorted, but who knows. Mr. Bean, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, Tom Roberts, I cut you short. Stay there. I'm going to let you finish up on the other side. This is the GCN Radio Network, truthnews.us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The holidays are here, and that means extra food and extra weight gain. Why not make your New Year's resolutions eat healthier? And the easiest and most delicious way to start is with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator makes eating healthy not only easy, but fun. You can use it with your favorite fruits, vegetables, fish, and meat. And the Excalibur Dehydrator cuts out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives found in most grocery store foods. You can also use the Excalibur Dehydrator to make your own herbs and spices in the comfort of your own kitchen. It's so easy your whole family can use it. Oh, and don't forget, the Excalibur Dehydrator makes the perfect Christmas gift. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with delicious, amazingly easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Body Union is a big businessman, and they're going out as I've done it all. Body used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole garden is gonna be against
you. That's sundown on the Union. You know, my good friend Jimmy Vaughn toured twice in the last year with Bob Dylan. I wish I could have gone to see that. He tours with him again next year. I'm going to go to whatever city he's at and see it. I heard it's good.
See my
You better get that through your head. This world is ruled by violence.
This world is ruled by violence. But I'll get that better than
all right, I got a bunch of international news, bunch of economic news, tons of stuff. I'll even take some of your calls in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. Love to hear from you. Going back to Tom Roberts, Mr. Bean sounded like somebody backpedaling, but I can't portend exactly what's going on. But he was saying, I don't ban any tables. I don't ban any people. I don't stop any of them from being in there. And then I went, okay, well, we got Tom Roberts. He went, I did stop him. I did stop him, and they're not allowed now. They're bad. I don't have them. And then he went into a whole story about why he doesn't have them there. And Tom's saying that doesn't jive with the facts. And I'm not here to get in some squabbling fight with some gun shows. The point is, this is happening across the board. Ron Paul is being censored, manipulated, controlled, suppressed, demonized, lied about, spun. So we just got to redouble our efforts even more. And, yes, I'm pushing a lot of Ron Paul this week. The Money Bomb is Sunday. Sunday to stop sundown on the Union. Tom, you got the floor the last few minutes of this segment. Say what you need to say.
Is he still on the line?
No, he's gone. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, he not only threw me out of the show, but he from September until the early 1st of December, when we tried repeatedly to book a table for the show, The common line that we got from his office was that we're only selling political tables for Ron Paul, for Fred Thompson. We're not taking any others, you know. And so he.
But you know, I don't believe you. They didn't say that. I'm being sarcastic, and the papers don't say that either.
Well, we didn't have a table, but
no, I'm being sarcastic. I mean, yeah, it's not looking too good for Mr. Bean. Why do you think now he
would have had a table if they would have rented us one, and we didn't?
No, I understand. So why? Why now is he backpedaling?
Well, because he's been caught with his hand, and you know he's been caught now, and he's trying to save it. Like I said, this is a PR disaster for him.
Did you hear him saying Fred Thompson is good when he's got a bad gun record?
Well, there's more to the Constitution than the Second Amendment, and he's equally amiss and deficient on the Constitution across the board. And I emailed him an article, you know, Fred Thompson, the fake conservative. You know, and
so what are there? I mean, you've been at a bunch of these. Is my guess correct? There's lots of other little neocons that also tattle on you and stomp around.
Well, I mean, we had people come to the table in September who were, for other candidates. One of the first.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. You're just not allowed to talk back to the Giuliani supporters.
One of the first people that we had come up to us on the early Saturday morning back in September said, "Oh, well, Ron Paul's an idiot, and I'm supporting so and so," you know. And we just said, "All right, very good. Well, you know, we'll just have to agree to disagree," you know. And he moved on, and that was the end of it. We didn't get into any debate or tirade like he was saying. Not disputing that it might have happened at other shows, but I can only address what happened here, and none of that happened. You know, and all I'm going to say is that Mr. Bean, to all the gun owners in Florida, regardless of who they support, Mr. Bean is shooting himself in the foot, you know, it's not going to go well with him in his business henceforth, because I'm going to contact the meetup group in every town that he does his gun shows. And many of those Ron Paul supporters are gun supporters, too, and gun owners, and they're not going to take it down any more than I am.
Well, I got to do more research. I've got the articles here that mention other gun shows and him supposedly gave exclusive.
In Florida or elsewhere?
It says Tennessee with other people's. It says Florida, but it doesn't really give a source, so we don't know that's true. But it sure looks like he's acting like that.
Well, the fact that he refused to sell us a table or rent us a table for this show, and he allowed a Fred Thompson table is kind of proof of that.
Well, it was certainly backpedaling. I mean, did you hear him whenever he was saying, "I let them all have tables"? That's not true. And I said, "Okay, I got Tom Roberts here," and he went, "Oh, I don't let him."
Well, that's not so, because there were the meetup group here, which I used.
You
to
also said that he was real mean to you this weekend, right?
Well, yeah, he was very hostile and gruff. All he kept telling was that I wasn't listening, and that he wasn't going to repeat himself, and I needed to leave, and he wasn't going to tell me why.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Let's just redouble our efforts, okay, Tom?
Fair enough.
You called me Sunday. I told you I'd get to the bottom of it. We tried. I believe you. We'll be right back.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Monday through Friday, my friends, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live on Sundays 4 to 6 p.m., but then we restream on the Internet 21 hours a day at InfoWars.com and TruthNews.us until the next live show starts up at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, 10 a.m. Mountain, 9 a.m. Pacific. 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. We're live each and every day. Don't forget the free podcast at InfoWars.com to your MP3 or iPod device. Listen how you want, where you want, anytime you want. And I know you know about it, regular listeners, but tell friends, neighbors, family. I don't have time to listen to that radio show. Tell them, hey, give me your iPod. I'll load it up for you. It's on my computer. Boom. Here's 3 hours of it. Or you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv and download without subscribing just certain interviews. and get them hooked. That's how we get people to wake up. It's how we spread the message of liberty and freedom. All right, I know we've got Billy, Mike, Skip, Dan, and maybe one or two others will have time to take your calls on. A few of the stories I want to hit on. Virus starts like a cold but can be a killer, MSNBC, and it goes after the healthiest people. Also, 9/11 victims' lawyers blast Ground Zero toxic air lies in court. Got a few other things that are very important. Oh, yeah, I've got a CIA interrogator clip I've got to play. So I got to move fast. Before we do that, it's Christmas. And one of the best gifts I can think of this holiday season is, I say I give people videos, water filters, things like that. Well, something else is getting them off of detergents. The big chemical companies after World War II bought up and took over the soap companies. They got rid of natural and healthy organic soaps, and they replaced them with petrochemical byproducts. The average shampoo has hundreds of chemicals. They're all deadly. They're all poisonous. They're all horrible. One compound might have 100 ingredients. I mean, some of them might have thousands of different compounds. It's insane. And for about 4 years now, time flies, I've been on Calbend Pure Soap before they were ever even a sponsor. The sales manager up at Genesis was just, he was an environmentalist Republican at the same time. And he was really into organic stuff. And he said, man, I found this stuff institutions buy. I found this stuff that the nice hotels and that hospitals buy because they know how to save money and it's high quality. 85% off supermarket prices. Why not get their sampler tote bag for Christmas? Call Calbend up. They'll ship it wherever you want it sent. To give them a sample of real organics and send them a card that says, hey, this is organic soap you just got. You know, they can drop ship it out to where you want, send a card along and say, hey, that soap you got, that's organic and it's inexpensive. And turn your family on, your neighbors on. That's how we also hurt the New World Order and save money at the same time. See, I just basically promote what I live. I just promote what I'm into. It's real easy, and it's really easy sales pitch, too, because I believe in it. And Marty's had the company now for 60 years, since 1947. Got back from World War II in the chemical corps, so he knew how bad the detergent soaps were, and he started a soap company with his papa, and now he and his son run it today. And so it's also an American mom-and-pop company, and we're honored to have him up for a few minutes with us. Marty, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex. I think it's time for our Pure Soap jingle.
Okay.
Ready? Give me that old-time pure soap. Give me that old-time pure soap. Give me that old-time pure soap. It's good enough for you. If it's good enough for Alex. If it's good enough for if it's good enough for the USA, it's good enough for you. Hallelujah! 1-800-340-7091. It's good enough for you. What have you got to clean?
You know, Marty, what other CEO is so adorable and classic? You are a true treasure and such a character. You know, so many people from your generation and I've had a chance to know are just like you. I guess folks used to just be really cheerful. I mean, you are so cheerful, Marty.
Well, I try to give the good news. The good news is satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back.
Hey, in a nutshell, tell them about some of your product lines, why they're so good, why they save 85% off supermarket prices.
Well, we only make four basic natural pure soaps: bath soap, hair soap, dish soap, and laundry soap. They'll do 200 jobs. You eliminate the all-purpose cleaners and the floor cleaners and the pre-soaks and the after-soaks and the all-purposes and all the chemicals and solvents and sprays and liquids and pills and powders. Don't need them ever again. We've been doing this for six decades. We are the only company of its kind. We've outlasted everybody else. We're here. We're a family company. You can get a free catalog with a free phone call, and this is what we do. This is what we live with. This is what we love, and we love all the Alex Jones listeners. If we give them special priority on the shipping and on the pricing.
Yeah, if folks order in the next few days, can they get it in time for Christmas?
Yes, we get it right out today or tomorrow, and it'll travel within a week to any location.
Give them the number, and tell them about the tote bag, not just a free catalog.
Well, the free catalogs, of course, we put in the mail. but they can call us at 1-800-340-7091 or see us on the web. And we're there, right there on the...
Fivestarsoap.com or CalbenPureSoap.com, and a big fat link on the right-hand, the left-hand side of Infowars.com, and a giant banner on JonesReport.com. There's also a link on PrisonPlanet.com. But five star, just the number five star, Fivestarsoap.com or CalbenPureSoap.com. But give them that number again, Marty.
800-340-7091.
Now tell them what comes in the tote bag. It's a perfect gift.
Well, this is something no one else in the world has ever done. It puts something together at our cost leader. It's got four bars of our pure soap. Nothing like it anywhere in the world. It's got 18 ounces in a special jar with a little tiny scoop of our granulated laundry soap. I say soap, not detergent. It's got a 16-ounce dispenser bottle of our triple concentrated shampoo, which is cocoa butter. You there's nothing like it. Once you use it, you'll never use anything else. 16 ounces of our liquid cream dish soap, which can be used for floors, for hands, for windows, for everything. It's completely safe. We also include a book of instructions covering all the products, all the different uses of the products, and a nylon scouring pad. I said, well, what is that? That's a commercial size, 6 inches by 9 inches, quarter inch thick.
And tell them how much that costs.
Well, that pad could be cut in half or quarters. The pad by itself is a dollar.
No, but I mean, how much is the whole tote bag?
Whole package. There's no tax, plus United parcel to your door, which we don't know what it is because it depends on your zip code, is $18, and that including everything I just mentioned.
Marty, give them the number again in the limerick.
1-800-340-7091. The limerick for today is from the 16th century. Yelled an anarchist, down with the Pope and all the crowned heads of Europe. Equal rights is our creed. What more do we need? Then somebody shouted, more soap.
Marty, God bless you. Take care.
Talk to you next year, Alex.
Yeah, have a good Christmas, my friend. We have him on once a month. What a character. It is great stuff, folks. Okay, I got to move quick. I got a bunch of news, and I want to at least get to 4 or 5 of your calls. Former CIA interrogator. That's what happens when I hurry. Former CIA interrogator. We carried out torture because the White House told us to. This was all over the mainstream news, ABC News, New York Times. We told you this years ago. In an interview last night with ABC News, John Kickacrew, the CIA official who headed the team that interrogated al-Qaeda leader Abu Zayed, said that he was waterboarded but defended those actions as having prevented maybe dozens of planned attacks and probably saved lives. Meanwhile, the brigadier general that was over all of this, the legal rights of Guantanamo detainees head during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on the legal rights of Guantanamo detainees this morning. Brigadier General Thomas W. Hartman, the legal advisor at Guantanamo Bay, repeatedly refused to call the hypothetical waterboarding of an American pilot by the Iranian military torture. I'm not equipped to answer that question, said Hartman. And this is Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican South Carolina, asking him this and getting disgusted that he wouldn't even answer the question and say Iranians aren't allowed to torture our airmen. See, torture isn't torture now when they do it to us either. Here it is.
One of the issues facing this country is waterboarding. General Hartman, do you believe waterboarding violates the Geneva Convention?
I was asked that earlier, Senator. And with regard to this entire issue, we start with the following premise. Torture is illegal in the United States.
We have a downed airman in Iran. We get a report that the Iranian government is involved in the exercise of waterboarding that downed airman on the theory they want to know when the next military operation may occur. What would be the response of, what should be the response of uniform legal community regarding the activity of the Iranian government?
I'm not equipped to answer that question, Senator.
You are.
I will tell you the answer to the question that you asked in the beginning, Senator. And that
you mean you're not equipped to give a legal opinion as to whether or not Iranian military waterboarding, secret security agents waterboarding down airmen is a violation of the Geneva Convention?
I am not prepared to answer that question, Senator.
Thank you. I am prepared. No further question.
Now, this was the JAG officer, the legal advisor over Guantanamo. We have the Army report about Abu Ghraib where they're raping him with battery acid. I mean, you can't make this type of stuff up. Let's go to your calls. Billy in New Jersey, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hi, Alex. How have you been? I actually called in, like, earlier in the year to talk to you about this. Anyway, after hearing about the New Jersey and the new vaccine situation in which they want to make the preschoolers take them,
That's right. They're claiming it's the law. Preschoolers have to take flu shots. There is no law. Another mass hoax. Go ahead.
This sounds odd, but I actually think it would be pretty interesting if you made a documentary about New Jersey, just period, and call it the Garden of Hell State. I mean, I took notes on it. I mean, just look at this.
No, I'm not knocking folks from New Jersey, but just everything hellish you can imagine in news reports always comes out of there.
No, I mean, seriously, could I just read this off to you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, New Jersey has the highest amount of people getting vaccinated and highest number of autism in the country, and now wants to mandate preschoolers getting tons of vaccines. The government has dumped millions and millions of tons of nerve gas and mustard gas all along the shore. New Jersey is also a famous site for chemtrails, not to mention the schools are complete police state with armed guards and police swiping IDs and cameras everywhere, which all transmit to the police department. I mean, that alone.
And that's only the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, did you hear about the doctor which killed hundreds of people in the name of eugenics here?
Yes.
You heard about that?
Tell folks about it.
Okay, there was a doctor, and, well, actually, I have the article right here. Do you want me to send it to you? I actually have a lot of these articles.
Go ahead. I remember hearing about it, but go ahead and read it.
Okay, well, there were a lot of inmates, and it was also people, I believe it was at a mental facility.
Yeah, foster children, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a doctor killed, like, hundreds of people who were jailed there in the name of eugenics.
What's the headline on the story you got? Because I saw that a few months ago.
The headline says, the story of the New Jersey doctor who helped kill prisoners at Mushkin Wald in the name of eugenics. It's actually pretty long, and it has a lot of information on it.
Send it to me. I mean, there's so many thousands of these, but I remember coming across the eugenics ops in the foster homes and in the facilities. I mean, a bunch of Texas prisons, Huntsville, has done bioweapons tests that got the guards and the surrounding town sick.
Oh, definitely.
And they just never stop. We just live, and that's admitted, too. It's come out in Texas papers. They just go, oh, we're the government. Yeah, let the guards die, too.
Yeah, they did that, too. And, I mean, I'm a senior in high school right now, and the schools are terrible. I mean, mine isn't as advanced with the police state, but, I mean, like others around here. I mean, it's terrible. I mean, that's why I'm suggesting you just, like, come here and just do a documentary on it. I mean,
I got a good idea. Buy a camera, get a cheap editing program, and you ought to make a film. Anybody can do what I've done. It's you that's going to save this country, save this planet with God's guidance. Thank you for the call, Billy. Call back again tomorrow if you'd like. Got to cut you short here. Mike in Idaho, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, Mike. Yes, I can.
Alex, it's been 3 years since I've listened to you, and I'm listening to you now. And you told me 28 to 30 days out that 9/11 something was going to happen, and I remember that from a long time ago. What's going on now that you've got your ears, people getting your ear that have talked to you in the past that are credible? What's the timetable now?
Look. It wasn't hard for me to predict 9/11 attacks. The feds had cooked the bomb, trained the driver, given them the detonators, attacked the World Trade Center the first time. Presidents like inaugural bombings or terror attacks in their first year. Prime ministers do it, too, to get to pose as the savior and have a new wave of police state expansion. I saw all over television how they introduced bin Laden in the 3-4 months before 9/11 as the boogeyman. He's going to get you. He's going to attack you. I saw the papers saying, we're going to get hit by terrorists. Give your rights up when it happens. I went on air on the radio and on TV. By the way, that whole TV show hasn't been uploaded. We ought to do that. And we ought to dig up. Somebody's got it. The July 25th, 2001 program where I did 2 hours on it. In fact, I just found the CD in the garage the other day, put it somewhere, and can't find it again. It drives me up the wall.
Sounds like me.
Yeah, well, it's just I'm wallowing in this stuff. Can you imagine the amount of media we generate every day, much less every year, much less in
seven? What's next?
Well, here's the thing. I knew they were going to do it then. Other people noticed it as well. And so I put out one other warning saying we're in a prime zone. Late last year, I didn't say they were going to do it. I said if we got the word out, we could back them off, and I think we did. They would have guaranteed already staged more terror attacks if we hadn't exposed government-sponsored terror and taken that tool, taken that mechanism, as I've been saying for 10 years, of government-sponsored terror and exposed it, you know, breaking that tool that they have developed, basically smashing it. So now I think they're so bad. I don't think they know what they're going to do, and they're still hyping terror. They're still hyping all these things. They are in a prime position to do it. I'm not saying I see all the same signs that make me sure of it. They were more confident in mid-2001. I don't know now exactly what they're going to do. Their back's against the wall. They're like cornered rats. I hope they'd be smart and back off. That's not been their tendency in the past, but it appears it may be happening with Iran now, so it's good news. But right now, it's not that clear. Anything else?
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you so much for the call, Mike. We'll talk to Dan in New Hampshire and others. Final segment straight ahead and more news. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Rob, one of my video guys out in the hall during the break, said, hey, check this out. I have seen the last month at least 3 Glenn Beck polls on his site where he would be bashing Ron Paul. And is Ron Paul crazy? Are his people dangerous? You know, 85% no. Who are you voting for president? 74% Ron Paul. Glenn Beck has now done, for all of you to see, we're going to do a little blurb on PrisonPlanet.com the next hour on this. This is big, just because this is catching him red-handed. It's not just some poll or some call. he lists all of the candidates. It says who will win the 08 Republican nomination. Duncan Hunter, who isn't even hardly in the race now, Fred Thompson, Mike Huckabee, Mitt Romney, Rudy Giuliani, Tom Tancredo. This is at Glenn Beck's site and CNN. And, here's a previous poll he had on glennbeck.com. It says, what percentage of you vote will receive Ron Paul in the Iowa GOP primary? So, again, they have this new poll out here on Glenn Beck's website where it doesn't even mention Ron Paul's name. It just says, right here for everybody, who will win the 08 Republican nomination? Duncan Hunter, Fred Thompson, Mike Huckabee, Mitt Romney, Rudy Giuliani, Tom Tancredo. That's exactly what they do in these telephone polls. In the really unfair ones, they just don't give you or other or none. They just give you those choices. But in some, again, they just don't even list Ron Paul's name. Let's take one more call. Dan in New Hampshire, the key battleground state. Welcome, Dan.
Hi, and I'm a little worried about the campaign, let me tell you. You know, there's two things. You know, this business of these supposed disruptive campaign workers at the gun shows, and I don't know whether this guy is, you know, exaggerating or what, but I think we need to look at the possibility of infiltration by... You know, most of the people that I talk to, the Ron Paul supporters, are very intelligent and sensible, and you know, approach you in a reasonable manner to talk, and so I think that basically that's most of what we are. But
well, look, I'm not too worried about the campaign. It's exploding, and I think that gun show owner sounded kind of. I mean, did you hear him backpedal?
Yeah. But there's another thing beyond that. Let me tell you, a friend of mine who's not particularly a Ron Paul supporter, as a matter of fact, he's backing Edwards, but he tells me he got 12 to 15 calls, an automated call to talk about, you know, Ron Paul.
Well, wait. It's actually come out that there's been some dirty tricks with those, with Ron Paul things. So, yeah. Well,
dirty tricks.
I hear you. I got to jump here. We're at the end of the show here, ladies and gentlemen. In the first hour, I got into Giuliani, Bilderberg Group, tied in with his running mate, who I believe is going to be his running mate. They're now saying he may be. Governor Perry endorsing him. The first hour was key, as every day it is, but particularly key today. So if you're listening on AM or FM station, you missed it, and I want to thank all those affiliates, go to InfoWars.com or tonight or whenever. Listen to that first hour. At InfoWars.com, we restream the show for 21 hours until we're back live tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. So a lot of key info we covered in the first hour. Go to InfoWars.com right now or PrisonPlanet.com and listen to the continual stream. If you missed it, the show continues after this quick break. For those that want to continue listening, if not, the live transmission is terminated here in about 30 seconds. An Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement's out. Loose Change Final Cut's out. All available, and we can get it to you before Christmas right now if you order by Sunday via UPS. Go to InfoWars.com and get involved in the Info War. God bless you all.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.